Adopt a Doll, Save a Life was launched by the Czech branch of UNICEF 15 years ago. Over that time, it has helped to save the lives of some 30,000 children. Ahead of the Christmas holidays, the Czech mission at the United Nations and the Czech branch of UNICEF brought the project to New York, organizing a charity auction at the National Bohemian Hall. I asked the head of the Czech branch of UNICEF, Pavla Gomba, to tell me more about the event and the project itself.
The objective of this project was to present 15 years of Adopt a Doll, Save a Child project in the Czech Republic. And the idea of this project is based on volunteers, children, senior people, but also designers and artists who make rag dolls. Each doll has a birth certificate. And we sell these dolls for a cost of immunization of one child. And we have brought this project to the Czech Republic 15 years ago from our Italian colleagues. This idea originated in Italy. And since then, the project has expanded a lot. So we wanted to present the best dolls made by Czech artists and designers in New York.
Well, for this exhibition, I think you commissioned special dolls, did you not? You asked a number of people to make these dolls. Who were some of the celebrities and what kind of dolls did they make?
Mm-hmm. Well, each doll is, of course, original and is very different with different techniques and different materials. So we had a few dolls made by Czech fashion designers, for example, Liběna Rochová, Tatiana Kovaříková, etc. But also glass designers, for example, Ronnie Plesl, well-known Eva Jiřičná, the Czech architect. A number of other celebrities, among them also violinist Pavel Sportzel, and for example. So it was a variety of dolls, I would say professional dolls, but also dolls made by artists whom we do not associate with, let's say, visual arts.
And I understand that Mrs. Šatárdová, who represents the Czech Republic at the United Nations, also made one. Is that right? And was it hard to convince her?
Well, to be fair, she made the doll with her husband, who's also an artist. And I think it was a very nice doll, golden doll, very original. And it reached the highest prize in the silent auction that we organized there. I think it was auctioned for $600.
How much money did you make?
Well, the main objective of this event was not to raise funds, but of course we are always eager to, because we want to support our immunization programs globally. And we raised near to $3,000, which is not at all bad.
And how was the idea, because many people may not have known about it, received?
I think this was, well, this was the second objective of this project, to present it in the States and also to encourage the Czech expats, but also the diplomatic community to get involved. And hopefully in next year there will be more dolls born in the United States to support UNICEF. So we would also like to engage primary schools, but also different personalities in this project.
How many children have these dolls helped over the past 15 years? How many lives have they saved and where?
Well, we can tell, at least for the Czech Republic, because we know that since we have brought this project to the country, more than 30,000 dolls have been born here. So it means, because each doll equals a child that can be saved thanks to immunization. So we can very well say that we have saved more than 30,000 lives in the past 15 years. And UNICEF has two types of immunization. One is emergency vaccination, which we of course support in countries that have been affected by natural disasters and armed conflicts. For example, Syria, South Sudan, to name but a few. And then we have regular immunization days, which we support in countries that do not have developed health infrastructure. And again, these are one of the poorest countries in the world, or again, countries that have been affected by some long-term conflicts or drought or let's say long-term disasters.
Here in the Czech Republic, who makes these dolls? How has the public received the idea here?
Well, it has grown enormously, much more than we expected in the beginning. And I would say that some 50% of dolls are made by primary school children. And we have more than 100 schools involved. But of course, we also communicate this project to like general public. So we have a lot of volunteers. I would say that the nicest, the prettiest dolls usually come from some senior institutions, and sometimes accompanied by very nice letters, for example, grandmothers who make dolls and remember their childhood. It's very moving. And I think this is the additional benefit of this project, because we connect people. We always, when we receive a doll and when we sell it, either in our store or online, we always ask the person who buys the doll, we say adopts a doll, to send a note to the author that the doll has a new home and one child has been saved. And we know that people that have been linked by this project sometimes stay in touch, they communicate with each other. So I would say that this project connects people better than Facebook.
I was about to ask to what you ascribe the success of this project, because there aren't many projects that go on for 15 years. The doll, I suppose, I assume, represents a child somewhere in the world, is that right?
Yes, that's why it has a birth certificate. So it has a lot of additional, I would say, messages. As most of the dolls are produced at schools, we think it's also a very natural education and a way to raise awareness among children about the problems elsewhere, about child rights. For example, this year we had one intern here, a young university student who at the end of her internship said, well, when I was at the primary school, I also made a doll. And she said, so when I heard about UNICEF later on, I really wanted to do my internship here. And I think, well, this way we can educate the children maybe better than civic education, or at least the same way.
Have you made one yourself or adopted one yourself? Was the one that you could not resist?
I have a lot of dolls which I have adopted over the years. Some of them are also from some friends, designers, but I have also a lot of dolls from schools, because when I go to an event where there are dolls from children, I really cannot resist. And sometimes it's really difficult to make a selection. So yes, I do have a lot of dolls. I haven't made any either, but I always plan. Every year I plan. It's a New Year's resolution to prepare one doll, but I think that it's more important to buy them.
Finally, you said the idea came from Italy. Obviously, it's a huge success here. It seems like a recipe for success, this project. Do you think it will spread to other countries as well? Will it get bigger?
It has already spread. And we know that dolls are made also in France, in Finland, in Slovenia, and hopefully other countries would join us as well, because we think it's a very valuable community fundraising project. And it has a lot of layers, awareness raising, fundraising, communication among people. So we really believe this is a very worthy project.
When you say it connects people, does that mean people like from different countries as well, not just here?
Yes, well, as I travel to schools around the country, I have came to a number of schools which produce the dolls. And I remember one school, I think in South Moravia, where they had a map with flags where the dolls have been adopted. So they have a good record of the dolls which went abroad. And I think it's a very nice motto. It's a nice feedback to receive from the person who buys the doll. And of course, over the years, there are very innovative ways how to work with the project and how to motivate people and children to still get involved.
Do you have any hopes for this project, further hopes?
Well, of course, there are still 1.5 million children who die every year because of diseases which can be prevented with immunization. And for me, this is a tragedy because in the 21st century, when we have almost everything, when the wealth is enormous, when people are connected through internet and social networks, it's such a paradox. And I think that this needs to be eliminated. So we need more dolls.